I would ask this week, as you leave today, to take this bulletin with you. Recycle the part that you don't need, but take this part with you that has the names on it that are needing to be remembered in our prayers as we go through this week. Keep it by where you spend that special time, that you might remember these names. I would like to lift out former pastor Roger Metcher. Remember he and his family at the loss of his mother, Kathleen. And I also have a joy I'd like to share. I have found out that Brad and I are going to be grandparents again. Thank you. Our son Scott and our daughter-in-law Rebecca are having a second child in July, so we are very much excited. I don't know what's going to happen to the soon-to-be three-year-old because the world rotates around him. But I guess we'll just spread the love. If you'd please bow your heads with me. Dear God, our Creator, we come to you this morning with open hearts. There are those that are needing to be remembered in our prayers. It's a time of year that brings great joy, remembering the very special birth of your child sent for us. It's a time of year that also can bring sadness because of losses in our lives. We ask that you be with each one of us, walking with us, always remembering that you are there beside us. Also always remembering that our church family is there beside us, that we may help each other and grow and get through difficult times and share the very special joys in our lives, which I am very thankful for each one. We also are very thankful this morning for the choir in our church, for the special talents that are given through saying, yes, I'll participate, yes, I'll be a part of it, because what was created in this year's cantata was very, very special, and we were each blessed. And we ask that you bless us again this morning as the music is shared with us. Go with us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.